This edition of the Riddler Report is brought to you by NHBalloonMan.com. You're not thinking of having a party without inviting the NH Balloon Man, are you? Well, if you are, think twice, because the people who attend the party might never forgive you. NHBalloonMan.com. Okay, now I have to switch over from that levity to some sad news. A Free Stater has just died. Pat McCotter, currently I think was living in Connecticut, passed away apparently a little before February 1st. I just found out about it today. He had lived in New Hampshire for some years, but eventually ended up back in Connecticut for some reason. He had an aneurysm back in 2008, which was a big scare for us. Ended up in the hospital for a while, but I guess he had had declining health since then, so... R.I.P. Pat McCotter. Other serious news. In Manchester, a New Hampshire resident, Dennis Montz, is reporting that he spotted four armored personnel carriers sitting idle in the... Well, they weren't necessarily all that idle. There were soldiers there. They were in the parking lot of an abandoned Lowe's in Manchester. Now... there's been a little research done since the photo was posted at 2 p.m. on February 9th today. They allegedly had full turrets and no markings. A comment under the photo uses Wikipedia information to report that these are actually M1117 Guardian armored security vehicles. They're apparently manufactured by Cadillac Gauge of Textron for use by the U.S. Army's Military Police Corps. They appear in desert paint. I wouldn't call it camo necessarily, but they're painted like the desert. I guess you can find out more by looking up Dennis Montz, whose last name is spelled M-O-U-N-C-E. Look him up on Facebook. The other information, I guess, that would be of interest today that came out... there is a website, this is totally unrelated, but there's a website, like a pro-government school website in New Hampshire that has, I guess, been giving Free Staters some free publicity. They posted a list of websites that are anti-public education and a list of representatives that are anti-publication, and they list the Free State Project as an advocacy organization, but of course, it's really... You know, the Free State Project just tries to get people to New Hampshire, and the advocacy comes from people who are maybe already here who happen to be Free Staters, and they go out and, you know, live whatever lives they choose. But anyway, one of the people who, I guess, noticed this, he said that one of the people on NHLiberty.org, which was named in this hit, sort of a little hit piece, says, quote, "I feel so honored. Over half their page is just copy and paste of work that I did." Unquote. I like these mentions that authoritarian groups give us because, other than giving us the free publicity, it also helps demoralize our opposition. When the people who frequent this website see so many officials and groups listed as trying to limit their funding, well, it makes that job offer in Rhode Island look that much better. And I want them to be happy in Rhode Island. They're hurting us while they're in New Hampshire. They're taking our money. But anyway, let's see. There's a couple other things I wanted to get to. Oh, there's some... Well, let's see how much time I've got left. There's a little bit of Ridley Report news to tell you. This is a reminder of how effective something like the Ron Paul campaign can be and why it is useful sometimes to operate inside the political system. Ron Paul was trying to promote the message of liberty, and although he did promote himself very effectively, it helped people like me a great deal. I noticed my number of hits that I got during the primary, as I'm doing my statistics now, went up by a factor of three. I was getting three times as many hits per day, and I'm now, my hits are still 20% above where they were before the primary every day. So that's great. Thank you, Ron Paul. Anyway, again, this edition of the Ridley Report brought to you by NHBalloonMan.com. I've still got 10 seconds left, so I better fill it up with something else to say. Thank you for listening.